This is KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, an economics professor from Colorado Mesa University talks about economic recovery in our local counties. Plus, a look at what older voters say are their priorities in the U.S. Senate race. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Montrose County is asking the state for less restrictive pandemic guidelines, reports the Montrose Daily Press. The county is currently at level 2, concern, on the state's COVID-19 dial, and is seeking to move to level 1, cautious. Level 1 allows personal gatherings of up to 25 people instead of 10. Houses of worship and restaurants can increase capacity from 50 to 175 indoors with social distancing. The criteria for level 1 include a COVID positivity rate of under 5% and fewer than 75 new cases per 100,000 population in a two-week period. COVID-19 testing in Montrose will relocate from Montrose Memorial Hospital to the Montrose County Event Center beginning Monday, October 5th, reports the Montrose Daily Press. Testing will be done Monday through Saturday between 8 and 11 a.m. on a first-come, first-served basis. You must have a provider's order, and there is no charge for the test. Great Outdoors Colorado, which is funded by lottery sales, just awarded more than $2 million to 13 projects across the state through the Resilient Communities Program. This program funds outdoor recreation and land protection projects that directly respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. On the Western Slope, projects include $190,000 to Mesa County for non-motorized trail crews, $102,000 to Glenwood Springs for parks maintenance, and $450,000 to Gunnison County for sustainable tourism and outdoor recreation. The Colorado Department of Transportation reports that fatal motorcycle crashes are up 12% over last year. So far this year, there have been 100 motorcycle fatalities in the state. Mesa County has had 6 motorcycle deaths so far this year, while Delta, Garfield, Gunnison, Montrose, and Rio Blanco counties have each had 1, notes the Grand Junction Sentinel. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
New research shows Colorado voters age 50 and older are not a lock for either of the state's U.S. Senate candidates. Eric Galatis has more.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper currently holds just a 1-point lead over incumbent Senator Cory Gardner among voters age 65-plus, well within the survey's margin of error. Bob Murphy with AARP Colorado says candidates need to address the issues that matter most to a voting bloc with a strong track record of high turnout.
Whoever pays the closest attention to issues that matter to the 50-plus is the person that's going to win. And those issues are clearly Medicare, Social Security, health care / coronavirus, and prescription drug pricing.
In the presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden holds a slight lead over President Donald Trump, 51% to 44% among voters 65-plus. Murphy notes since Coloradans continue to cast ballots earlier and earlier, candidates should not wait to address their top issues. A majority of older voters said they're worried that they or a family member will contract COVID-19, and 3 out of 4 say they'll avoid long lines by voting early or absentee. Murphy notes this group of voters are also concerned about recent developments with the U.S. Postal Service.
If you're concerned about the speed of the ballot arriving via the Postal Service by 7 p.m. on election evening, use the ballot boxes. I've spoken with Secretary of State Griswold. They are putting more and more of those in throughout the state, and this is the main reason.
A majority of voters from both parties, 88% of registered Democrats and 73% of Republicans, say they're more likely to vote for a candidate who will stand up for Social Security.
It's a social contract. It's something that we have, most of us have paid into our entire lives. It's not an entitlement, by the way. It's an earned benefit, and it's something that people depend upon for retirement, some solely.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The COVID-19 pandemic has clobbered economies worldwide, sending unemployment soaring. But here on the Western Slope, the picture hasn't been quite as grim. KVNF's Jody Peterson talks to Nathan Perry, Associate Professor of Economics at Colorado Mesa University, about the outlook for our region.
Perry just published his quarterly economic newsletter for Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties. The Western Slope's economy is on the mend now, he says, and more quickly than in other areas.
The Western Slope, and especially Mesa, Montrose, and Delta, have been recovering at a faster rate. And so things never got as bad at the peak of the recession in March and April, when so many things were shut down. And in the subsequent months, Mesa, Montrose, and Delta's numbers really have been better than both Colorado and the nation.
Perry says there are several reasons why the Western Slopes recovery is taking less time.
First of all, the COVID-19 levels have been lower than they've been on the Front Range and in other parts of the nation. You know, a lot of the national data is driven by the big cities. Well, imagine being in L.A. or New York during a global pandemic and how that would affect your decisions. You know, on the Western Slope, we can still go out and do things, and we can go to stores that aren't crowded, and we can mostly live our lives and be careful. And that's a lot more difficult in the packed areas of dense cities.
Compared to the effects of the last recession in 2008, this pandemic-caused recession is hitting Western Slope counties much less severely, Perry says.
You know, the last two business cycles, the Western Slope has got hit much harder than the rest of the nation, and it's been really because of energy cycles. When the recession hit, it seems like energy, especially in 2008, took a huge hit. And so, you know, I like to say in the Western Slope, we had a double bubble out here. We weren't just dealing with a real estate bubble in 2008. We were dealing with a real estate and energy bubble. And when those popped, the economies here were much worse than the rest of the nation for much longer. We really had a depression here on the Western Slope for several years. The good news is there's nothing about this COVID-19-induced recession that is special to the Western Slope. And so this time around, this recession, we're finally recovering faster.
Perry notes that sales tax revenue and unemployment claims are two important indicators of how the economy is faring.
Well, I think the sales tax numbers really indicate a lot. So specifically, Delta County's sales tax numbers were really good, both the city and the county. The county was up 17% from last year, and the city was up 8%, which a lot of places in the nation are losing sales tax revenue. And same thing with Montrose. They weren't up that high. Montrose was up 6.15% for the county and 2.66% for the city. And then Mesa was a little mixed. The county was up by 1.5%, but the city was down by 7%. So I'd say all three are good news, because you worry in these recessions about this revenue stream in order to provide services at the municipal level. The other data point that I think is really important is the initial claims and the continued claims. Initial unemployment claims are when you first file for unemployment, and those peaked in late March, and they have been going down precipitously since. And then continued unemployment claims are the number of people who are continuing to be on unemployment. Now, that is not precipitously falling, but it is falling. It's lower every week in all three counties that I cover. So we're moving in the right direction, and we're moving faster than I think a lot of economists anticipated.
As for the future, Perry says, we may see things stagnate for a while, but he expects the region's economic improvement to continue. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. Thanks for listening.